Hi, this is Kara Smith. I'm a sophomore student at Jacksonville State University, and this is my oral history project for Dr. Suzanne Marshall's class on the history of American women. The date is November the 3rd, 1992, and right now I'm in the home of Mrs. Willie Mae Sabacki, who also happens to be my grandmother. Mrs. Sabacki was born on April 29th, 1927, in Bemis, Tennessee. Her parents were Fred and Ella Evans, and her siblings are Freddie Dyer, Ray Evans, and Roy Evans. Mrs. Sabacki has been married twice, and she was educated in Milan, Tennessee at Gibson High School. Her children are Ronnie Smith and Deborah Westbrook. They currently reside in Atlanta, Georgia, and Raleigh, North Carolina. All right, Mrs. Sabacki, let's start with... Or grandmother. Let's start with the 1930s. At this time, you were between the ages of 4 and 13. And during this time, also the Depression. People were feeling the effects of the Depression. Was your family affected by the Depression, and how were they affected by it?
Well, my dad bought his groceries for the year when he would go to town. In the fall, He would buy enough flour and beans or whatever we had. Of course, my mother always canned because we did farm, and she would always can 300 or 400 cans of fruit, or maybe more, to do for the winter. And the flour sacks were floral back in those days. And she would wash those flour sacks and make little dresses for my sister and I. And they were as pretty as what you can buy now in the stores. And everybody did that, so we didn't consider it. We didn't know there was a depression until now that we look back on it and we can see that there was a depression and that we lived through it. But when everybody's doing the same thing, you don't think too much about it. You learn to live with what you have. Mm-hmm. And I look back on it now, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but sometimes those times are the best times of your life when you get older.
Well, also at this time, Prohibition was going on too. Now, I know that in Tennessee, I know what was going on. I don't really know exactly how to put this without being... I mean, did they have bootleggers and stuff? Was it hard to get...
We heard that they did. My dad didn't drink that I knew of. And, of course, my brothers were younger than my sister and I, so they were too young to drink. But we would hear about whiskey being bought and sold.
Was it bad?
Yeah, that was a bad thing. Bootleg whiskey was a bad thing. But I suppose that was the only way they had to make a living, was to bootleg and sell whiskey. But my grandparents that I know of never did that. My grandparents on my mother's side was a postmaster in Selmer, Tennessee for a long time. My other granddaddy was a farmer on my dad's side.
And were there a lot of their feelings about alcohol and things, was it due to religious beliefs more so as opposed to just being law? Or how did they bring you guys up when y'all were younger? What did they teach you as far as morals go? Were they real strong religious people, or how did they feel about things like that, drinking and such?
Well, my mother was a very strong person. She still is today. And she more or less ruled the roost. She told us what to do and when we could do it and how to do it. And what she said was law, although my dad was firm too. But we worked hard, and we really didn't... It wasn't an issue of going out and drinking and all that stuff. When you work 8 hours a day and you go come in at night and you're tired, you don't think too much about that. about getting out and getting into meanies and all that stuff. So I think really today people have it too easy. The children of today have it too easy. They don't have enough to do. We went to Sunday school on Sunday morning and prayer meeting on Wednesday nights and that sort of thing. There was plenty of entertainment, but I just wasn't around where there was alcohol. Maybe it was around, but I wasn't around it.
Was most of your entertainment in the church? I mean, most of the people that you saw and everything when you were younger, just, you know, because that age is where you basically get the morals for your life, it seems like. And were most of your friends and stuff, were they interested? How uncommon was it not to go to church somewhere?
Everybody went to church in the country where I was. That was right. You went to church come Sunday morning, regardless. And my best friend when I was growing up was, her dad was a deacon in the church. And then a minister was right next door, so we didn't have much chance. We were surrounded by church people, so we had to go to church. And my mother would never have let us stay home anyway. Come Sunday morning, we went to church.
Okay, now we're moving along kind of into the 1940s. You were in dating age, you know, and between the ages of 13 to 22, somewhere in there, and you were starting to notice guys, I'm sure. But tell me, I want to know about dating. What did your parents think about dating? Did you talk about sex with your parents or whatever? And did you ever hear of anybody having premarital sex? I mean, how did people view girls who did that? Or how was it looked upon? Had you ever even heard of anybody that ever done it? Because obviously some people were doing it somewhere. But, I mean, did you ever hear about it? Or just tell me about all that.
It wasn't discussed, Kara. I'm sure it went on. It's probably as old as Adam and Eve. But it wasn't discussed. And when I was in high school, getting pregnant was unheard of. You just didn't know of anyone getting pregnant.
What would have happened if somebody had, you think?
I don't know what might have happened, had they. But the school I went to, it just didn't happen. Just didn't.
Like on a date or something. Okay, first of all, how old were you when you were first allowed to quote-unquote date?
I was about 17. Then I had to go with someone else, double date. I couldn't go alone. But, too, there was not too many cars back those days.
Yes.
Parents didn't have too many cars. Money was not plentiful. So a date to us would be to go either to a movie on Saturday night or to church Sunday night. And maybe go get a Coke after church. That was very rare to do that.
Well, okay, we've already discussed the fact that, you know, premarital sex was it was out of the question. How far could a guy, some of these things I'm not sure I would really, really want to know, but, how far could a guy get as far as, like, on a date? I mean, was there any necking going on, or you know what I'm talking about? Or, I mean, could he kiss you in public or hold your hand in public? What was socially acceptable at the time?
Well, after you went with the person for several days, well, they kissed goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
But that was about all that was acceptable. There was no heavy petting or heavy necking that I knew of that went on.
So this didn't happen until after you were married.
That is right. You didn't get into that until you were married.
Do you think that, was there a double standard? I mean, were guys treated the same way that they were taught not to? Okay, you know how it is today. It's it seems like it's cool. It's like the sign of being a man to, you know, have a girl or whatever before. You know, understand what I'm talking about. But if a girl has sex before she's married or something, she's looked at as being, you know, like...
too free.
Unchaste or impure or whatever. Uh-huh. Was there that standard then, or were guys that, you know, not to do it either? See what I mean? You had brothers.
I don't think guys were that way.
No.
Back then. Mm-hmm. Like they are now.
At least not publicly, right?
Right. Right.
Well, also during that time, the war, World War II, was going on, and I'm sure that being a teenager during that time, you must have had some thoughts about that. Did any of your friends go off to the war?
A few of my schoolmates went to war. They all came back. I didn't lose any of my friends during that war.
What about the rationing and stuff? Did they ration?
Nylon stockings were rationed. And I remember waiting in line for hours to get a pair of nylons when I was a teenager.
So what, did you just go without them, or did you, I mean, was that...
Well, we did with what we had. We made out with what we had.
What about the essentials like flour and sugar and things, did...
I can never remember my mom having a problem with flour or sugar, because we bought ours in the fall, like I said, enough to do the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And of course there was cane syrup. They made cane syrup and sorghum for molasses, and you can cook with that if you have to. And my mom is good to make do or do without. Mm-hmm. I guess I learned that from her.
Okay, something else that happened to you at the end of the 40s. You got married.
I got married, yes.
And you were 19.
19.
Which is, we're going to say the same age I am now. How did you meet your husband?
My husband's dad ran a service station right next door to my aunt, where I was living with my aunt. Mm-hmm. And I met him that way. He was just home from the Navy.
Were you working at this time? Or
I was working at a drugstore downtown, and I met him, and we only went together for a short time, about 3 or 4 months, and then we married, and we had our 2 children, and moved to Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay, during the 1950s, the Korean War was going on, but you told me just from previous talks we've had and stuff that you didn't really think much about that particular war except for the fact that your brothers were involved in it at this time. That's correct, isn't it?
School friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People that you had known, yeah, later, and, you know, you'd grown up with and things. But during the early portion of the 50s and stuff, by this time, what was going on in your life? I think you had some kind of interesting circumstances for a woman in the 50s, didn't you?
I was divorced with 2 children. Is that where you want me to start?
Yeah. Sure.
I was divorced with 2 children and had to get out and make a living the best way I could to take care of them.
What did you do to do that?
I worked as a hostess in a big restaurant for 3 years. And I ran a bakery for 1.5 years. And I did demo work for Tetley Tea and Seal Test Ice Cream. And I just did whatever I had to do to make a living until I met and married your granddaddy, Sabadke, later.
Did you have to go on welfare at that time, or were you able to pretty much adequately support them?
Oh, no, I never went on welfare. I never even thought of welfare. It was hard to make a living, but I never really thought about anything but getting out there and working and doing the best I could for my children.
even though it meant sitting up late at night sometimes and sewing. And maybe they didn't have what they should have had to eat, but they were healthy. They were not sick a lot that I remember of. And I did the best I could with the help of my family and friends.